You're listening to yourfavoritemedia.com. My name is Monica. One of the reasons why I started doing these podcasts is because I became interested in small businesses or what drives entrepreneurs, and also, perhaps more importantly, why people don't work for themselves more often. And what I keep finding is that a lot of times friends or acquaintances know that they want to work for themselves. They have an idea of what they would like to do. And it's no different than any other dream. They just don't have the time to start, and also the money, and then of course the confidence to just go out on their own, because it takes a lot of balls to decide one day that you're going to take whatever money you have in the bank and throw it towards a dream. And you know, yes, we can use these catchy words and say it's an investment for your future or for your dreams, but I get it. It's super anxiety producing. And if I'm being honest, the last position that I had local to El Paso, Texas, what I'm happiest about is not that we were able to hit the benchmarks that we set out to do in the contract that we put together, because we did hit those. But what was most interesting to me was being able to push somebody, the founder of our company, into allowing themselves to see themselves as a creative person, as a talented producer of content and voice for people to listen to. And so after that experience, I just really loved the idea of helping people get into their dreams. And honestly, again, every time I say honestly, I'm really just talking to myself. If I look at my past contracts, if I look at relationships and friendships that I've had, this is a role that I've been in for 20 years plus, whether it was to sell a friend of mine's first song to a film or to push someone else into the realm of acting and coaching them for auditions and getting them agents and having them end up on TV. Music industry, I had a great time in the music industry, and I'm happy when I get to do those things. So now I'm interested in becoming a writer and author, and I'm making changes in my life to pursue that, which may involve not working for myself, because working for myself takes a lot out of oneself, depending on the industry. But absolutely, if you're in the first 3 years of working for yourself, you have to create systems. You have to look at the best ways to automate your business so that you're not spending all night, all day trying to get your business to grow. And if you have another job, a 9-to-5 and a family, it's virtually impossible to do, but still possible. I purposely say virtually impossible, but still possible. But anyway, within those first 3 years, you have to create these systems and understand the best places to invest money in your company for the fastest results, the fastest outcomes. Anyway, I love helping people step towards that. And as I began to put my money where my mouth is, I've begun to automate other parts of my business, but realized that largely, if I want to transition into a different industry, I'm going to have to take a step down. And so I'm interested in what keeps people from jumping off and doing the thing that they're very passionate about. For me, I've been doing it in certain ways, but never done it for myself, if that makes sense. And I'm curious to hear what's kept you from doing it. Is it family? Is it money? Anyhow, this is Monica, yourfavoritemedia.com. Thanks for listening.